USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is once again asking people who haven't been vaccinated against the coronavirus to do so. He said he's even offering $100 to those who get the vaccine now.
I know the pain people who get vaccinated might sound unfair to folks who've gotten vaccinated already. But here's the deal. If incentives help us beat this virus, I believe we should use them. We all benefit if we can get more people vaccinated.
The money will come from already approved federal COVID-19 funds. The president also laid out a mandate for all federal workers to get vaccinated. The CDC is expected to release new data on Friday about the spread of the new Delta variant. They say this information is what led to the decision to have vaccinated people wear masks while indoors and in large gatherings. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The White House remains optimistic after the Senate voted to advance a roughly $1 trillion infrastructure package backed by President Biden.
This will mean breakthrough investments in our roads and bridges, in public transit and rail, connecting every American, including underserved rural areas.
White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. It's not clear if the package has enough Republican support to pass. The largest earthquake in the U.S. in the last half century produced a lot of shaking, but spared Alaska any major damage. The magnitude 8.2 earthquake was reported about 10:15 on Wednesday. It struck just south of the Alaska Peninsula, nearly 500 miles southwest of Anchorage. The quake was 60 miles offshore and 29 miles below the surface of the water. Many people along the coast were given warnings to evacuate due to the threat of a tsunami. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The CDC is making sweeping changes due to the fast-spreading Delta variant of the coronavirus. USA's Dan Naraki reports.
The CDC announced a major change in its mask policy, now recommending that people start wearing masks again in indoor public spaces in areas with high levels of COVID transmission. This applies even if you're vaccinated. The change coming as the Delta variant of the virus has spurred a rise in new infections across the country, especially among those who are unvaccinated. But Dr. Scott Gottlieb says we may be nearing the end of the wave of infections. The former FDA commissioner tells CNBC that the U.S. may soon be following the trajectory that the U.K. has experienced.
We were probably about 3 weeks behind the U.K. The U.K. clearly is on a downslope. They've seen an uptick in the last day, but they've seen a sustained trend over the last week of declining cases. I would expect some of the southern states that really were the epicenter of this epidemic to start rolling over in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Now, the problem is that this is a big country, and we're going to see the epidemic sweep across the country in different portions at different times.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
First Lady Jill Biden has undergone a medical procedure at Walter Reed Hospital to remove a sharp object that got lodged in her foot when she was walking on the beach in Hawaii last weekend. She was there attending two official events. She stopped over in Hawaii after attending the opening ceremonies of the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.